desprecio, el yeino y sea, dijo el Rashok, el yeino, mishum dimhuberes litachteino, uchamea doma bisipircheni de hagige, madvilin bein ben yeino, bein bitachteino. I should have mentioned the Reb Chaim, might be necessary. Reb Chaim, Chtichas Vesmir. Now, the Rambam passes like the Rambam, that Chtichas Mor is Nasis Vesmir. So if it tipas Cholov, falls upon Chtichae, in part number one, in this time of Chilal Cholov, in the Chtichae, the Chtichae becomes, Chtichas becomes a Chetzel. And then when you take out Chtichae and you put it in the other part, the other Chtichas, so then it becomes a Chepshav Yisea, so it answers the Chtichas in the other part. The Rambam doesn't ask for like a Yudah, it means Mine is Oibota, so Mine is Bota Mishishi, unless there is Shishi neged the whole Chtichae. In other words, Kazai is hollow. Vap and Chtichas Vosorei of 9 days. Together it's 10 days. In 3 times, Cholov in the Vosor. Then you took out this Chtichai and you put it in part number two. There are not other Chtichai. So all the Chtichas become Moser unless they are 600 days in part number two. Because the Chas was Nevele, so not just the Kazai's Cholov is the Chetzel Yitzchak. The whole 10 Gzeisi, Chatiche is the Chetzel Yitzchak. So, in order to be vater with the 10 Gzeisi, Chatiche, you have to 60 times 10, 60 times 10 is 600. So the Rambam is mastic. Actually, the Gemara is like that. Because the Gemara says, if we say Chas Nas Nevele, and if we say like Yude, that we need the bottle, and the Yude himself holds the Chas Nas Nevele. And then he adds another piece of that we need Yakil Velas about it. Because the Yude says, if he can say, 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 gave it to the Cholov in the Vosor, then he took out the Chayim and he put it in part number two. So then, even if you have 100 Chatiche, and if you don't have any rated, that is Rako, but rated Bobo, so there is no need to Mune, only need to Mune, even if you have 100 Chatiche, so it has to Chatiche, everything becomes Osa. Because since he has shown his Seich, they have been the whole time on him, Shall we say it is us? And the other and he holds that we mean the bottle. So Chtiche becomes also Ilam Voet. Even after you squeeze out the bottle for the day. And in the end, only a minimum of milk is left in it. Less than to give it time. To be capable to give it time all of the bottle. But it comes. So the Tambosan itself also is a Chetzavitza. So melee, in order to bottle in part number two, you have to have 630 in the Chtiches in part number two. That's how the Rambam. And because the Moke, the more says, according to Rabbi Yude, even if you have 1,000 Chtiches, because we mean it over, Chayv is Mas. Chayv says, shall we say his day is Osea? So the Gemara only says, I'll be there for you. He said, Mine, is a bottle. So according to the Bude, Mine, is a bottle. So the Pshat is, it's like Nikar Isa. He learns the outcome of the Sakosu. Damator and Damasoya. But the Alochi is, that mini according to Kabyuda is like Nikar Isa. So Mele we have the Gufa Isa. So then we say, if we say Chtichas was the Mele, shall we say Chtichas was the Mele? But so it answers the other Chtichas even if you have 1,000 Chtichas. But I'll leave it, the Rabbanu say that mini is also bottle. But the only thing is that ourselves is tam. So Rav Chaim says tam is not like the Gufa Issa itself. Tam Kikar is a new Issa. Tam Kikar is a new Issa. There are many Rishayim who say that if Chilev gives you tam, Chilev, let's say in Boso, then you eat that Boso, so you're not higher Moses. So some of the rice, because we learn out from Geulei Midyon or Mishras Hanovim, we learn by Nozia, the Tam Kikar Asas, let's say Geulei Midyon is only an Isarese, Geulei Midyon. But Malkas there is, if we were to say the Tam Kikar is the Pshat, like Mikar Isa, there is no Bittul, why should there be Malkas? For Chilek there is Malkas. The answer is, there is aloha of Bittul Birov, so even by Min Shalom B'minei, there is Bittul Birov. So the group for Yisa becomes both. But there is a new Yisa of Tam Kikar. We learn out from Geulei Midyon. The Torah required the Jews to be Magil, the all the Kelim that they got from the Midianites, because the Kelim had the Bliyas Yisa. Why? Why they had to be Magalit to dump them in boiling water? Because if they didn't dump them in boiling water, and if in the same day that they absorbed the surim, they would cook idvaheter, then the tam isa would be felt, the tam ishugach, not a tam problem, would be felt in all the teir, the dvorim and the torim that they cooked in there. So that's an isarese, so there is no malchus. If the pshat and tam kikar had been, tam kikar means like mikar isa. What difference does it mean? Whether you can identify the mamoshes isa, or you can identify the isa because the gene is found. So it's like mikar isa, so then there should be kores, malchus, and everything. Still, many of the shame say there is no kores, there is no malchus, just an isarese. So tam kikar is a new isa. And even the Rishonim say that there is Kores and there is Malkes, they also hold that the basic halacha is there is a new Yisra of Tam Kikar that we learn out either from Geulei Midyon or from Mishras Hanovim. Mishras Hanovim by Nozer, and it's a Nozer is not allowed to take grapes and soak them in water and then drink the water, because then when the water will have the tam of grape juice, it's not allowed to do it. So that's tam, even though it's water. It's water that has the tam of grapes, of grape juice. So mele, so we learn now the Issa of Tam Kikar. So the basic aloche, the Chaim says, is the tam is in Issa. But since tam is osea, so that prevents bittul. So mele they say, by Chilev, Tam Chilev, so there is Kores also. But not that it's like Nikar Isa. Primarily, essentially, Tam Kikar is a new Isa. That you learn out from Geulei Midyon or from Mishras Hanovim. Since there is a new Isa, so melee it prevents people. How can it become bottle when you are also to eat the Tam of the Isa? But basically and essentially, It's a new Isa. So Mimele,
why do you get the same ownership?
Because the new Isa, once the new Isa of Tam Kikar is Chal, so that is Mimele Bittul. That is Mimele Bittul. In other words, Bittul can take place if there is no Mimele, no Miyaki. But if there is an Osir, in other words, what's the purpose of Bittul? The Isa is nullified. Doesn't exist. But how can some Mele, if there hadn't been a new Isa of eating something that has a Tam Isa, so Bittul to take effect. But since, suppose we say, Bittul does take effect. He's also to do it anyway. Some Mele, it precludes Bittul. It's not Chaya to say Bittul eat by Bittul taking effect, it will still be Osati. Bittul is chal when it has practical significance. But if the situation is such that even if the bittul were chal, the Isa Chilef is, but it's still be Osea because of a new Isa of Gula Nidion, Mishas Anavim. So Leila, it precludes Bitlos. So, Chaim says, the Pshat in the Raived is that even according to the Mandoma, who says that Tichatzas actually Sechti is Osea, and Leila will require Shishim Neged the whole Tichas Boso, not just Shishim Neged the 10 Xeisim of the Boso and Cholov, not just Shishim Neged the one Tagai of Cholov. So the Pshat is, so what's the Pshat? Because the Torah asserts a Boso in which Cholov gave it out. The Torah asserts a Boso of Cholov. But so Chaim says, that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raya. According to the Rambam, so the halacha is, even though Bosa by itself originally is Eder, and Cholov by itself originally is Eder, but if Bosa combines with Cholov, Cholov combines with Bosa in a way that one gives a time on the other, then the molecules of Bosa by themselves become converted in the Hatsin. And the molecules of Cholov become, even though originally molecules of Cholov were Hetagom, the molecules of Boso were Hetagom. But once there is a synthesis, our division of one giving a time in the other, then the heretofore molecules of Boso become a Hetzovisa. Even when they are detached and separated from the molecules of Cholov. And the molecules of Cholov become a Hetzovisa. The Raivishiti is not like that. Since the molecules of Cholov originally is Eta, the molecules of Boso is Eta. But they became Nisa by virtue of the fact that they became united. But if that unity was severed, so it shouldn't be. So the molecules of Boso by themselves shouldn't be a Hefza Visa. Shouldn't be a Hefza Visa. But, so why do we say Hefza Visa? But it's not a Hefza Visa. So according to the view, the pshat in the minimally bodily is that it's like Nikalisa. So that means if it became Osea, at one time a remnant of Isa is also Osea. But it's only a remnant of Isa because it became Osea. But the molecules of Boso do not have the essence of Isa. They became, because at the time when the molecules of Boso were united with the molecules of Cholov in such a way that the Cholov gave it time of Cholov to the Boso, so then the molecules of Cholov were also, molecules of Boso also became Isa. But the moment that unity was disrupted by squeezing out the bulk of the Cholov, and a minimum of Cholov remained in the Boso, so then he doesn't have the essence of Isa. Because what is the essence of Isa? The unity. Unity in the sense that the Cholov gives it time from Boso. But no more does the Cholov give it time from Boso. So why are the molecules of Boso still Osea and the Mele the Asa the Adach Tichas Boso? According to Rav Yudeh, because he holds a few belly for bottle, because according to Rav Yudeh, the whole aloha of Ticha Atzmo, Nasis Nibele, Ticha Atzmo, according to Rav Yudeh, the whole aloha of Min Bimine is a few belly for bottle is, because Min Bimine is always like Nikois. It's always Nikois. You don't recognize it because it's the same thing, so you don't recognize it. So Mele, we still have the Gufa Isa. There is no Taruves. So Mele, even though it doesn't have the essence of the Isa, but it became Osea, so it remains Osea. Mashiach, the Kodesh, the Rabbon, that there is no Aloch of Min Bimini Atul Barabot. But there is Aloch of Tam Kikia, and Tam Kikia is the new Isa. So Mele, how can the Tam Bosor Asa the Adach HaTichas. True, the Tam Bosor is Osa, but the Tam Bosor is Osa not mitzvah me, but because of the remnant of Isa. So according to the Jew, that it means really bottle. So it's like Nikar Isa. So it's not Shaya Beetle, but according to Rabbanim, mean mini is bottle. But Tamasas, but here, Tam can asser when it has the essence of Isa. But here it's not Mitzadatri Osa. Now, it's Osa now because it was Osa before. So maybe it remains Osa. So, that's the Shitzarai. Vinir Lima bin Yisida Machleikis. That's Perik Tes, Halacha Tes of Machorasha. Vinir Lima bin Yisida Machleikis la Ramon Varayvet he, behold him boy of Hunt of Kufches, the Efshal is Sikh the Osa. Didas a Ramba Mimishim to Shinase Bosa the Holob, Nessa Gufa Bosa the Gufa Holob, Vinasin Atsmish Lisa, Vahim Yipore the Hakena, Bosa the Holob, Zemise Gamkin, Hinasus Lisa. Once they became united, in the sense of one giving a tam the other, so the molecules of both have become a chetz of Isa. As long as there is a unity, so the molecules of cholov are also Isa. Mikoma kim kishen is pardu pokemenaid in bosa de cholom. The chizun leteron. And then he says, Ovize, lipidas arrive in bosa de cholom chizun leteron, in kin hod the efshal is sirte osa, in zen mishun nasas nevele vave etzemo isa. The chidin is maid, bilua cholom shebe. Min sin astam hari gam kim pokam nishem bosa b'cholot. Uchim buya besugi lechum daf kufches, dichol shen yu nis tam la vede rabbisho. Vim kin hari yu shove mamesh lu nisparet legam bra bosa ma'cholot. Ditzrich li es chizun leteron. Uval kochoch tzorich leima, deho de efshal yisich di osea, hudin difni atzmei. Deho yu luchvo nesro, shu vene isa chaticho. Miteres. Vizeo adin, shal efshal yisich di shosea. It's a remnant of Isa. It became also, it remains also a little boy. Umiato yivuya kavones arayvet. Dini choluk din tam ki ikam din min mini li botl. Diho din min mini li botl hava af koye vika din bitl. Dilesa min mini. Vareyu kmo yishu beine. Like Mikael Isa. It's not mitarubes. Mashinkian zil sakosri tam ki ikam. Ein ze din afko as bitl. Kim da vachalei shem Isa. It's a new Isa. De afal gab du bitarubosei. Dies bei dem Bittel, aber dann kiek er aus auf. Auch im Buja besuche die Psochen, wie im Mila schon in Surim in Nozer zurück, Trinnel in den Kalachema, bei Enab, wo ich hasch viele Gehle Milse Baum in der Bottle, aber Wadai, die Rumi schon durch den Dinn Chalais ist es von Tam Kiekja. Tam Kiekja. Und wie sehr Mira, die das erreibe, die Besuche, die Efter ist sehr gut, kiegen wir es alle Poka jetzt am Isam, wenn ich das nicht habe, die Essens auf Isa. Wir raten schon die von Essa, wenn ich hier ist nicht. Zerrennen der Pisa, die Trim war sehr, die Trim war sehr. Im Kehl ist Scheier, sie ist er auch nicht, sag ich, ob ich nicht atme. But to Asser, others, other hat sich es zu Tam, that it cannot. Masche im Kehl, ihr Mida bei dem Tam, die ich habe gesagt, sag ich, ob ich nicht, sag ich, ob ich nicht, muss ich nicht, ob 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 ich הרי חושב כהת העליין תרבוסי, מה שאין כמי מי מיני ולמנדונות לבוטל, דיפוקה מיני איקה בביטל, אם כי נערי הוא כמו אישים בתערו בספר, ועל כוח שפירה ובייסורי, שכבר נסה בנהג בייסורי, די אפשר לסך. So we have a מחלקס between the Ram and the Rai. By Bosa Al-Holo Bitzel, where he certainly applied הלוכה of איך צריך So Shiris Ramba means that we require Shishin, negate the whole thing, 600 days, she's the Ramba, she's right, it is, no. Only a little bit of beauty, because true actually Sikht is Osir, not that is the Etzem Isir, but because if it came Osir, some melee test of emenos. That's right. But we pass through. Like the mandoma, the tefshal is sech to yourself, tichas vasni. But there is a machlekes rishen in the sugi in chum, as to the pshat, the loshna gmore is, that if we say, Efshal is Sechti Zosea, so if he has eyes hollow, fell on the Chticha of nine Zeisim Boso, so then, and then you squeezed out the bulk of the hollow, so that the hollow at the end, in that original Chaticha, does not have enough to give it time. So it still remains Osea, so maybe it can Asea, other chatiches, until unless we have shishim neged all the tenses. So there is a connection between efshal isechti osea and chatichas nasnevel. Chatichas nasnevel means that we need shishim neged the whole chatich. And efshal isechti osea means that the original chatiche remains osea. So the reason is why we require shishim neged the whole chatiche, In other words, you have the Isa that was Nivla, and you have the Chaticha of Eta. So Chaticha Asmas Nivela means that the Chaticha, the original Chaticha Seta, that absorbed a substantial quantity of Isa, becomes completely Isa, and we need Shishim neged the whole Salvin. Make the whole chaticha of head. That's the meaning of tichas nivel. Eshel sechti osa means that even the original chaticha after the time was squeezed out remains osa. So Rosh Nagmore is, if we say eshel sechti osa, so mele we have to say tichas nivel and we require shishim make the whole chaticha. If we say eshel sechti osa, so then we don't require. So once the bulk of the cholov is squeezed out, we can eat the original chaticha. So melee, even if it wasn't squeezed out, and you dump it in another part, you only need shishim neged the original kazais of cholov, not neged tenzis. So the sibah is to why chtichas midas melee, because the halacha is efshal sechti zos. If we say efshal sechti osea, then we have to say chtichas nevele and require shishim negol chatich. If we say chtichas efshal sechti muter, so suppose you squeeze out the hollow from the original chatiche, you can need the original chatiche. So then we don't need, even if you don't squeeze out the hollow, but you dump it in another part, you only need shishim neged the kazayis cholov, not shishim neged the ten zeis. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashbo, in Pshat Nilo. Rashi and the Ram in Chum, they explain the Gemara. The Gemara says Rav and Rav Hanin and Rav Yechon hold Efshal Yisech the Yosea Mimelech Tichas Nas Nevele who require Shishim neged the Tengzis. And Shmuel and Shimulokish hold Efshal Yisech the Muta Mimelech, even if you won't say Chait and you dump it in another part, you only require Shishim neged one Kazais, not neged the Tengzis. So Rashi and the Ran explain it in the annexual level. In other words, that according to to Shmuel and Rabshim Belokish, if nine zeisim boso absorbed one kazayis of cholov in one pot, and it gave it ham cholov in the chaticha, and then you put it in another pot, and the bulk of the milk was squeezed out and redistributed, so according to Shmuel and Rishim Melochi, you are allowed to eat chaticha. Mimele, you don't require in the other part 60 times 10, but only 60 times 1. But whereas Rav and Rav Hanine and Rabbi Yechon hold, chaticha is efshar sichta nizosa, so if you put it in another part and you squeeze out the bulk of the milk, so then at the end, you cannot eat the original chatuche, so mele the other chatuches are also osar unless there is 60 times 10, 600. On an actual level, the Ramban the Rashbo explained it in a subjunctive level. He said, even Shmuel will be made that if you take chatuche that absorbed in a zayis cholof and you put it in another pot, and then it's cooked in the other part, in part number two, and the bulk of the milk is squeezed out, so that only a minimum of milk remains, so then you're not, even Shmuel is made, you're not allowed to eat chtichay. But when does he say, Efshal Yisech Demuter, he says in the subjunctive, suppose you could squeeze out every droplet of the milk, suppose you could, you couldn't. I mean, you could, it, chemical means you could, but not by cooking. I mean, for a chemical process you could, but by plain cooking you couldn't. So Shmuel the Gemara is saying it in the subjunctive. Had it been possible to, by cooking, to squeeze out every droplet of milk from chtichei as a result of cooking it in part number two, so then you would be allowed to eat chtichei. Mimele, but on an actual level, it's impossible. You can squeeze out the bulk of the milk by re-cooking it in part number two. But the minimum of milk will always remain, but not enough to give it out. So Shmuel is made that you're not allowed. On an actual level, you're not allowed to eat the original chatiche. The peyal you're not allowed to eat the chatiche. Why? Why is that so? So you have to apply the lomdes that Rav Chaim says in the right. In other words, true, if you could be mitzias by cooking it in part number two, squeeze out every droplet, not one drop of milk should remain, then it's not even the same chatiche. It's a new chatiche. It's a ponim chadoshes. So you cannot say, since it became osa, it remained osa. So if we could squeeze out every droplet of milk, then it would have a ponim chadoshes. It would be muta. But with CS, we couldn't squeeze out every droplet of milk. You could reduce the milk to a minimum, less than to give it out. So mele, it's still us. Why is it still us? For the same lomdes that the Ravid says, alibidemis, because it became us, it remains us. But suppose it became us, it remains us, it's the same chatich. But if you could squeeze out every droplet, it's not the same chatich, it's a different chatich. It has no molecules of milk anymore. Now it is only exclusively molecules of basar. But Shmuel says, in view of the fact that had it been possible to squeeze out every droplet of milk, so then it would be muter to eat the original chatiche itself. So even though you didn't squeeze out every droplet of milk, you're not allowed to eat that chatiche, but it cannot asad other chatiches. Until they have shishim neged ol chatiche. As long as in the other tiches there is shishim neged, the kazai, so it becomes mutter. These are the structure. Now, I think, let's go over the Kohen's Girsay and then we'll go. So, the Rash is very difficult. So, how is the Kohen's Girsay in the Sefte? Base. But, in order to know exactly the Kohen's Girsay, we have to look up in the Sefte.
When the Rambam is arguing with Ramban, he says that it's not relevant that a regular parsha
Okay.
Nasus Nevela. So is he saying that even in Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with the concept of Chafichat Nasus Nevela by Mikvah? It's just a din that the Mikvah is a Mikvah that has no Tikkun. This Mikvah, it's not a din of Chafichat Nasus Nevela. It's
Rabbi Yossi definitely says that if a Mikvah, if the Mikvah fell in Gimulugi, that's the Chafichat Visa, that's like. Tam by Yisur, 1 second. And then you reduce that, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Hosea, you reduce that, so then it becomes Muta. In other words, the Gimul Nugim Shuvim do not contaminate the heretofore Tipes mind. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Tichlas Nevel. If a mikveh that is less than Memso becomes Nisarev of Gimul Nugim Shuvim, so it contaminates the all that heretofore tipes, and all the heretofore tipes that are mekshonim tipes become shov tipes. So mele, so how can the Tisefta say that the lower level mikvah is kosher because it acquires memso before all the original gimlugim fall in? But the other tipes are also shov. What difference? Now the Goyim's gears. It's Halacha Dalet in Perigimu Tisefim voice. Shtei Breiche Yishal Mem So Zu Al Gav Zu. Shleish is looking. So let's look in the Goyim's Ago and the Beir Ago. First in the Goyim's Ago. Osid Beis. Shei Breiche Yishal Mem So Yud Beis in Perigimu. So his gears Esrim Esrim So. Not Memso, as the Rashi says, but Esrim, Esrim, So. Ze Bisei Agzu. Shleishe Slugin, Shtebis Memso, Zual Gavzu, Shleishe Slugin Lerieno, Yudgimu, Os Yudgimu. So, Ubrechol Shal Gimu Lugin, Bitsad Lerieno. So now that's a different picture altogether. In other words, here there is the Brecha Tachtein, it's Chofso, only Chofso. And here there is a mikveh of Chofso on top, on the upper level. And then there is Gimulugin adjacent to the Chofso. And Gimulugin adjacent to the Chofso. Some mele, and then they both start dripping. You see, this is a chofso mikveh, the upper level. This is gimel lugin, upper level shuvim. And this is chofso lower level mikveh. So then the upper level chofso mikveh and the upper level gimel lugin shuvim start dripping, little by little. So, and then everything drips from the top. So let's say after 10 minutes or so, so the Chofso has dripped down here and the Gimulugim has dripped down here. So we say that this lower level mikveh is a mikveh chel. Why? Because after all everything drips down gradually. So it's not that the Gimulugim dripped down first, split second, and then it started to drip the Chofso mikveh into the lower level. both the same pace started to drip. So we assume that there was chofso here before every drop. I mean, the chofso here before every drop of the gimel lugim dripped. So that means by the time the last drop of the gimel lugim shurim dripped in, there was already memso einon shurim. So maybe it cannot pass. So it's a shor. Now let's see the bio. The bio agro. 30 years. Tei breche is shalesh chim so v'nofel sherek gimulu gemayim pir mizachne v'nifsik bo rachtei k'shero pir shaneimer uch sheshalmu aboim so apu nofel sherecho kamo kosher v'hayne taimim shun mayim shun derabonu ikach mitlino mach v'shaneim. So according to the Goins Kiosi, you understand, but according to the Rav Kiosi, it's very difficult. The Rav Kiosi is that memso memso. So he says the tachtina becomes kosher because when pirish tibrish memso memso dainim shleis halugim. שנופלים מכבישולים מים שווים פייס לאיזה ואפילו מי כימוך מצליף אלו כלך אז בחס חושב שליש סלוגים והבוים דיסונאים מן השליש סלוגים שנופלו וניפתיקו שניים השולנו כלי מה כשנופלו שליש סלוגים ללינו ויודם יד לתחתינו ולא ימרינו דייסו דיינה איסון גימו לוגין עצמון השובים הנינו דיוד לתחתינו די אפשר של יסעבו מעט מפרי הבריך עלינו ונמצאו שישלימו הבוים סו של תחתינו קדם שיעוד לו בקוס זה תחתינו הד הבוים סו אוביג'נלי מיינס גימולוגים but then גימולוגים שוב עם דרפטים but we assume that the גימולוגים that had to be completed it fell in with a few drops of Einon Shuvim. Some melee, it became a mikveh ksheiro, so then it couldn't pass on some melee to a shocking tasha as the upper level mikvehs. But the question is, what difference does it make? Since according to Rabbi Yisi, we see chichaslas nevele, so the gimulugim shuvim contaminated even every drop of the mikshomim. So whatever gimulugim completes it, Isho, every drop of the upper level mikveh Isho, not only the original gimulugim drops, but even the original mikshomim drops become converted into shuvim drops. So then it's difficult if we say, now, the Ramban says, machlekes, Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yeshua, is in the machlekes between the machlekes whether we say chichas was nevela in kolatir kula or we don't. So the Ran is chaylik. What's the Ran saying? No, it has nothing to do with it. But with Lut, has nothing to do with the general machlekes. But an imkvois, in imkvois machlekes, that's the machlekes. So then the Rash is difficult. But maybe when the Ran says that kolatir kula has nothing to do with imkvois, and mikvois has nothing to do with klatere kule. So the pshat is in the contrary, that in mikvois we certainly don't sichti chatzim asnele. We certainly don't. Mikvoyes has its own din. Mikvoyes. We don't say chticho atzman asnirei. But, so why does... So what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua? So, the way the Ramban says, the Ramban and the Rashbo say in Chum, that even Shmuel, who says, chticho atzman asnirei, because actually sechti is mutal. So he only means actually sechti mutal is subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of chol from the chticho's bosom, then one would be allowed to eat the original chaticha. But that is impossible. So mele, Shmuel is made, you're not allowed to eat the original chaticha, because there'll always be a minimum of chol. But he says, had it been possible, it would be muta, mimele, it affects the other chatichas. So mele, we don't require shishim neged the whole chaticha, but only shishim neged the kazayis chol. So mimele, so according to the Ramban Rashbo, even Shmuel is made, that actually seicht is osa. Shmuel only says, actually seicht is muter. Shmuel only says, "Efshal v'seichte is muter in the subjunctive." Maybe the pshat, according to the Rash, is no one applies the kandalondes of tichatzus nebele gabi mikvois. So it's not. If we apply the lomdes of tichatzus nebele gabi mikvois, then it would mean that once gimu lugim shuvim. And the Sarev with Mekshomim, so it contaminates the Mekshom, that every drop of the Mekshomim becomes Shol. It's not like that. There is no such concept. But the Pshat is that as long as there is Gimulugim, when, if Gimel Lugin is reduced to two Lugin, then it's like reducing the Tam to a minimum. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds, in other words, Mikve Shein Be Aboim So, V'Noflo Boil L'Shloisha Lugin, V'Nechla Tishnayim Posl, V'Pnei Shinikhol Shein Psu, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, שוי רב שוי נקום מקרשאים ביעבוים סו, ונופלו לו גימו לוגים, וחוסר אפילו קורת פסקוש. So רבי שוי שיטי is, that if you had a mikve, into which גימו לוגים שובים fell in, and then you took away one drop from the גימו לוגים, then it becomes קוש. Then it becomes קוש. And רבי יסי is חלק. But suppose you would take out all the גימו לוגים, not just chosraf l'kotev achas. Chosraf l'kotev means you have the bulk of the gemologim, but it's a minimum. It's less than is required to pass. Like reducing the kazayis cholov to a fifth of a kazayis. Kazayis cholov is enough to give it tam cholov. Fifth of kazayis is not enough. But suppose you eliminate all the gemologi, not even a drop is left, not even one drop is off, so then it's a new chepze altogether. It's a new chepze altogether. In other words, maybe the shita of the Rashi is that according to the Ran, the lomdes of tichas was nevela does not apply to mikvois. We cannot say that mikvois, if a mikveh has the karubes of gemologi, so it contaminates the mikshomim into shuvim. The mikshomim remain mikshomim. But you cannot be table in that mikveh, because when you table in that mikveh, you are also table in the main shuvim. So mele, for then you ask, so Rabbi Yeshua says, mele, if we reduce the gemologi, it can be table in the same mikveh. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, here it's not the full Efshal Yisechti. As the Ramban says, even Shmuel who says Efshal Yisechti is muter, so it's only muter in the subjunctive. If it's possible to take out every drop of hope, so then it would be muta. But suppose you don't take out every drop of cholam, only a minimum less than the tam, then Shmuel is maybe zosa. Why? Even though Shmuel holds chtichas meinas nevele, because the same lomnes as Rav Chaim says in the Raivet, and as the Ramban, the Rashbo say in Shmuel, is the same lomnes. It became osa, it's osa. So the mele, true.